Anyway, Sinead is in because Katrina's not here. And we promised you a very special Moonies Thursday quiz today. Sinead.
It certainly is. It's a really, really good quiz today. It's especially for children who are aged 12 or under. Three special brainiacs on the line. And we have an amazing prize today. Discover Ireland, supported by Fulcher Island, have been sponsoring our prizes all this week. They're all fantastic Limerick hotel breaks in honour of the Limerick City of Culture 2014 and to celebrate Royal Deluxe's The Giant Journey, which is coming to Limerick in the first weekend in September to delight families with 72 hours of free entertainment. I was looking at the little video, promotional video of The Giant's Journey that'll be in Limerick, and it looks like it'll be an amazing spectacle. I'm very, very tempted.
I've been saying that Limerick City of Culture haven't been getting enough attention. I'm glad we're doing something this week.
Absolutely. And if you just go to the website, and we have our links from our own website, there's an amazing array of events and things taking place for all the family. It's wonderful. And today's winner will also be able to share all the stuff that's going on as part of the Limerick City of Culture events, as today's overall prize is a two-night weekend break for a family of four sharing a family room in the luxurious four-star Limerick Strand Hotel, and that's right in the heart of the city. It'll be the perfect break for all the family. The prize includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of our winner's choice. And nobody leaves empty-handed today. Each contestant will get a fantastic special goodie bag from Eason's, and that'll contain six books suitable for 9 to 12-year-olds.
And
those
good.
Books are Skullduggery Pleasant by Derek Landy, Wonder by RJ Palacio, Dork Diaries 7 by Rachel Renee Russell, Brilliant by Roddy Doyle, Diamond by Jacqueline Wilson, and Gangster Granny by David Walliams.
Gangster Granny?
It sounds
Only
fantastic.
David Walliams would come up with something like that. Isn't he voicing some movie that's out at the moment?
It's the one,
Pugsy.
That's the one, the dog from Britain's Got Talent. And I think he's actually...
Is it the dog from Britain's Got Talent?
That's the one.
Do you know that there's... You know those dogs that dance on Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
I saw the most fantastic documentary about people who love their dogs in Britain on Sky the other morning. And there's a whole circle of people who are into dog training like that for dancing, and they have competitions all over the UK.
Wow.
Yeah,
it does.
They've got a proper name for it and everything. It's not called doggy dancing.
Dancing dogs.
Dancing dog. It's actually called something proper. I must look it up and find out what it's called. I'll let you know before the program's over.
Absolutely. Well, they are the books that are going to be in the goodie bags. But in addition to that, each of the goodie bags will contain two toys from the following Easonology list. And they are a cosmic rocket from the Science Museum Company, the Dobble card game, the Brain Box Island trivia game, Rush Hour, which is a traffic jam logic game. That sounds like a especially interesting one. A Space Explorer room projector and a land and sea telescope. So fantastic prizes
today.
They're
terrific prizes. Who is player number one, Katrina?
Sinead. I'm so used to saying Katrina. No problem at all. Player number one is Cathal Byrne, and he is from Glasnevin in Dublin.
Hello, Cathal. How are you?
Hello.
Very nice to talk to you. How old are you, Cathal?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Okay, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
I have two little sisters, and every summer we go down to Clare, and we go to Fanar and Clare, and we go down to the beach every day, and I really like football. I support Arsenal. I play for Bohemians.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have Bohemians got a very, very junior team?
Yeah, they have a youth squad.
Oh, okay, and you're on that, so you must be a good soccer player if you're playing for Bohemians.
I don't know.
Oh, you must. You must be. Tell me, Fanor, that's famous for surfing, isn't it? The beach is fantastic down there as well, but the waves are good, I'm told. Did you ever go surfing?
No, I think we might be going this year, though.
Yeah.
My dad might teach me how to surf.
Yeah, why not? Give it a go. So what's your sister's names?
The middle sister is his name is Anya, and my the baby's name is Saoirse.
Saoirse, okay. And what school do you go to?
I go to Our Ladies of Victories.
And where's that exactly?
On Ballymun Road.
And what class are you in? When are you going to move up?
I'm in I just left fifth class, and I'm going into sixth in September.
All right. Well, the very best of luck with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you good at general knowledge quizzes? Do you take part in many quizzes? Do you play board games at home? What kind of stuff do you do?
Yeah, I did a few quizzes in school. We do quizzes in school. Yeah, and Me and my friends are good at that. We win. We there's like groups, and then at every group there's like a writer, and like, and then we all take part in the quiz, and me and my friends have won all them.
Well, congratulations to you. Who's there to help you today?
Nobody.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
In the house. You're home alone.
In the room listening.
No, your dad's in the room. So, what's your dad's name?
Fran.
Hello, Fran. How are you, if you can hear me? So, listen, it's only fair to you, as it would be fair to any adult on the show, because people often shout out the answers and help them, and that's okay too. Have you got that? So, if your dad knows the answer to something, he can shout it to you.
Okay.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. You know how this works now, Ronan. No, not Ronan isn't first. Carl. Carl, you've got 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know the answer, say pass as quickly as possible so we can get to the next question. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
But I advise you to listen to the question first. I wish you the best of luck. Remember, no pressure.
Okay.
You, on the other hand, you could win the family a little holiday.
Okay.
All right. So best of luck. 60 seconds starting from now. A boxer, St. Bernard and Terrier are all types of what?
Dog.
This movie sequel is currently in cinemas. It tells the story of Hiccup the Viking and his sidekick Toothless. I'm looking for the full movie title.
How to Train Your Dragons 2.
How can you tell me who's singing this song? Sing. Kinsale, Cove and Clonakilty are all towns in which Irish county?
Cork.
Katniss Everdeen and Gail Hawthorne are characters in which book and movie?
The Hunger Games.
Who has scored most goals for the Republic of Ireland?
Robbie Keane.
Can you tell me what Disney movie this song comes from? You got
a friend in me. Toy Story.
What is the capital of Germany?
Berlin.
What is the name of the line in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
Aslan.
What is 6 times 6?
36.
What is the name of Peter Pan's enemy?
Captain Hook.
Who, what did you say?
Captain Hook.
What did you say?
Captain Hook.
Good man yourself. You got the last one right, even though it actually says on my script here, Dr. Hook. But I think it's Captain Hook. Isn't it, Sinead?
It would be, yes.
Yeah. Carl, are you happy?
Yeah.
You did very well, and so did your dad. So hang on, don't hang up.
Okay.
Good man, that was Carl, and he did very well indeed. Let's move on to player number two, Sinead, please.
Player number two is Ronan Lydon, and he is in Salt Hill in Galway.
Hello, Ronan, how are you getting on?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to school in the Jets in Galway, and I play rugby.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years of age.
And what are you doing all this summer?
I went to Clifton, and I'm doing a summer camp at the moment.
And is the summer camp good? What kind of things do you do on the summer camp?
It's a life-saving summer camp.
Oh, very handy. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and we'll be doing CPR, and we'll be doing a lot of swimming.
Well, that's very handy to know CPR, because you never know the time or the place, right, Ronan?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about your family. Who's in the family?
My little brother, Colin, my dad, Brendan, and my mom, Anne-Marie.
And yourself. And are you all there together at the moment, or who's there with you?
My mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad are there. So, okay, listen, yeah. They can help you if they want, but really it's down to you. You know yourself. So are you relaxed?
Yeah.
Deep breath. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Good man. We wish you the best of luck. If you don't know the answer, remember to say pass as quickly as you can.
Okay,
60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Can you tell me which Suzanne wrote the Hunger Games trilogy?
Pass.
Martin O'Neill is the current Irish football manager. Who had the job before him?
Capitone.
Can you tell me who's singing this song? Because I'm happy. Come along
if you feel
This movie sequel is currently in cinemas and features Mark Wahlberg and Optimus Prime. I'm looking for the full movie title.
Pass.
What? No, you can't say pass, Fran, sorry. Or the dad. What L is a four-letter word that describes the small rubber bands that can be made into bracelets?
Loom bands.
Kilkee, Lahinch and Ennis are all towns in which Irish county?
Clare.
Can you tell me what Disney movie this song comes from? It's our problem free. Which cartoon series is set in Bikini Bottom?
SpongeBob.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
According to the nursery rhyme, I've started, so I'll finish. According to the nursery rhyme, who are all the kings and horses and all the king's men unable to put together again?
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, well done to you. Fantastic. Hang on.
Yay.
Yeah, right. Don't hang up. So, Sinead, who's player number three? Oh, by the way, Dad, was it Brendan the dad there? Brendan, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, Brendan, you can't say pass. Sorry about that.
Okay, sorry.
But he still did very well.
Okay, thank you.
So thanks for taking part. Now let's move on, Sinead.
Our final player today is Fola near Corrigan, and she is in Lucan in Dublin.
Hiya, Fola. How are you getting on?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 10 years old. I have one sister and two older brothers, and I go to ACL every summer, and I'm going back tomorrow. And I am doing a summer camp called Scalacra, and you can do like all sorts of instruments, or you can do singing or dancing, and I'm going to be doing the dancing.
Are you going to be doing the dancing? Oh, fantastic. Now, I've always wanted to do this. All my life since I was growing up, I heard that the best thing on radio was dancing. So what kind of dancing are you going to do for me now on the radio?
None.
What? But do you do Irish dancing in the school that you're on, the summer camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, come on then. I'll do the little song and you do the dance. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
When you're dancing Irish style, you must never, ever smile. For enjoyment, there's no place. So keep a blank expression on your poker face. Hair in ringlets is a must. Real Irish dancers have no bust. It might sound mysterious, but then again, the fish is bloody serious. Did you do the dance?
Yeah.
Well done. I should give you an extra point for doing the dance. Are you still there, Fola?
Yes.
You're still... But can you play an instrument?
Yeah.
What instrument do you play?
I play the whistle and the harp.
Have you got the tin whistle there, have you?
No, it's in the car.
Have you got the harp there?
No, it's in the car.
Oh, no. Well, can you just whistle?
No, I can't.
No, you can't just whistle. Oh, what a pity. Are you good at quizzes?
I'm all right.
You're all right. Well, we'll see how you do. Who's there with you today?
My mum, my two brothers and my brother's girlfriend.
Well, give a shout out to everybody and say everybody's name. Go on, what's your mum's name?
My mum's name is Grace.
Grace, and who else?
My brother's name is Bruno, my other brother's name is Owen, and my brother's girlfriend is Rachel.
Well, hello to everybody, and they can all help you if they want. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting or standing?
I'm standing.
You're standing, so do you feel better doing it when you're standing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the very best of luck. You're a great sport, and I wish you well. 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Which song from the Disney movie Frozen won Best Original Song at the 2014 Oscars?
Let It Go.
Dingle, Kenmare and Tralee are all towns in which Irish county?
Kerry.
Can you tell me who's singing this song?
How long will I love you?
This movie is currently in cinemas. It features Angelina Jolie telling the story of villainess from... which member of One Direction comes from Mullingar?
Niall.
In Irish sporting terms, the FAI stands for?
Football Association of Ireland.
Very cheeky, Mammy. Can you tell me what Disney movie this song comes from? A whole new
world. Aladdin.
Can you tell me who wrote the Harry Potter series of books?
J.K. Rowling.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Who stole Christmas in the Dr. Seuss book?
The Grinch.
What is 4 times 4?
16.
Which author created Tracy Beaker?
Jacqueline Wilson.
All right. You didn't do too badly at all. What we're going to do now is take our little break thing, and then we'll be back to you all to let you know how you did. You're all very, very good, and I'm very impressed, Sinead. Very impressed.
Very smart.
Let's go back to our quiz. Player one was Cathal Byrne from Glasnevin in Dublin. Player two was Ronan Lydon in Salthill in Galway. And then player three was Fola Ní Corrigan from Lucan in Dublin. And they were all fantastic, I must say. All players were really terrific, Sinead.
They were certainly brilliant. I mean, we said at the beginning we had three brainiacs on the line, and they certainly were very, very good. Between the three players, I won't tell you what it was just now, but between three players, there wasn't a single wrong question answered,
huh?
Which is, I think, is the first. There were some passes.
Yeah.
And not everyone answered the same amount of questions, yeah. but no one gave an incorrect answer.
No way.
Which is
fantastic.
Quite incredible. I'll tell you, it gives you hope for the future when we have
well,
clever kids
like this around.
Well, I hope
the three players are taking bows. Take a bow, take a bow, take a bow, take a bow. Take a bow, 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 take a bow.
And another one. You can all be very, very proud of yourselves. Right, so as you said, we had Carl Byrne up first. He's 11 and he's from Glasnevin in Dublin. He had One Pass. That was the song that we played at the start. It was Sing by Ed Sheeran. So that was his pass.
That was a hard question, but go on anyway. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have got that.
He had a score of 10 out of 11. Our second player was Ronan Lydon from Salt Hill in Galway. He's age 10. He had a couple of passes. The name of the film that stars Mark Wahlberg and Optimus Prime is Transformers Age of Extinction, and which Suzanne wrote the Hunger Games trilogy was Suzanne Collins. So he got a score of 8 out of 10, but with a massive 12 out of 12 and not a single pass or wrong answer, our winner today is Fola Ni Corrigan from Lucan.
Not my dancing queen!
Your dancing queen indeed.
Fola!
Woo!
Woo! Well, woo, yeah. Congratulations, Fola! Thanks.
Hi.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's a fantastic prize. So you and the family are going off to Limerick. So enjoy it, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.